Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this Christmas morning. It's lovely to have you with us, and I wish you all a very happy and blessed Christmas this year. Today we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose coming into the world revealed the depth of God's love for us, bringing hope for a better future to a dark, weary and fearful world. Today we remember those for whom Christmas is a difficult time, those caught up in war and conflict, those forced to flee from their own homes. And we pray for God's blessing upon our own families and friends. And so we pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, mighty God and Prince of Peace, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Word made flesh and splendor of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices, together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 98. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Bring forth into joyous song and sing praise. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. Sing praise to the Lord with the lyre and the sounds of melody. with trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things with his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My friends, the birth of Jesus Christ brings hope for a better future to the whole world. The good news we celebrate today, the promise of Christmas, is that in Jesus, in this tiny child born in Bethlehem, God reaches out to us in love. He came to share our lives and invites us to share his glorious eternal life. He promises a place with him in heaven forever for all who respond to his loving us by loving him and our neighbours in return. In revealing the love of God for us, Jesus shows that, like any good parent, our Heavenly Father wants the best for us, his children. In Jesus, God invests himself in us. He wants us to discover the talents he has given us, to develop and use those talents for the greater good of the communities in which we live and for the whole world. He wants us to reach our full potential as the human beings he created us to be. He wants all this for us because he wants us to enjoy our lives to the full. And we can hope to do this if we walk with Jesus in our daily lives as he walks with us. Today, as we share the hope for a better future, free from the fear and danger of conflict and warfare, let us invest all our hopes for the future in him, Jesus, the Son of God. And as we gaze upon the image of the newborn Christ child, surrounded by his parents and the visiting shepherds, let us feel the excitement of the arrival of a newborn, and let the hope that a new child brings grow in our hearts. As he was born in a stable in Bethlehem 2,000 plus years ago, let him be born again in our hearts today. Let his love shine through us, that the hope of which his birth brings can be renewed throughout all the world. Amen. Let us pray. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own church and the churches of our ministry area. May the church be filled with his love and proclaim his continuing presence to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May there be peace throughout the world. May reconciliation overcome conflict and division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May the joy of Christmas fill our hearts. May the blessing of Christ fill us all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God our Father, whose word has come among us in the Holy Child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith illumine our hearts and shine in our words and deeds. Through him who is Christ the Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gettigere, for our Christmas celebrations of the birth of Christ. And I wish you all once again a very happy, peaceful, healthy and blessed time this Christmas and always. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, fill you with his grace to trust his promises and obey his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.